First of all, I thank God that I have this opportunity to share thy word this evening. And also thanks to all of you for always remembering our ERBC student in your prayers. This evening, I would like to share the story of Jesus coming strong, which is taken from Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. And the same day, when the event was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they with him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? May God bless our reading scripture. Since we learned this story from Sunday school, we all already know the story. But I would like to encourage all of you what we can learn and apply from this story. On that day, Jesus had been teaching a large crowd by the sea. He taught them many things in parables, speaking about the kingdom of God using simple stories. It had been a busy day for Jesus. As evening came, he suggested his disciple cross to the other side of the lake. In the middle of the sea, a storm suddenly arose. Strong wind like this often happened on the Sea of Galilee. The boat was tossed around and waves were crashing over it, causing it to fill with water and start sinking. Even though some disciples were experienced fishermen, they were scared and having trouble. The first point of this evening devotion is, we will face storm in life. In this story, we can see that Jesus' disciples were having trouble because of the storm, which emphasized that being Jesus' disciple did not protect them from storms. It is because we all live in a sinful world that has many strong like trials and tribulations. Sometimes we do think that following Jesus' teaching or obeying God's word may help us to get away from all of these kind of hardship and problems. I thought that having a good relationship with God may help me to avoid and get away from all of the problems in my life. Actually, it is not true. Also in this story, we can see the presence of Jesus Christ on the boat. However, the disciple still facing the storm. Jesus wants that we will experience tribulation as his disciple. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Thus, whether we would be hated, persecuted, or falsely condemned, we would have peace in him, because he overcame the world at the cross of Calvary. Therefore, the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives does not exempt us from the storm, but rather it gives us the strength to face all these trials and tribulations. So, do not be discouraged because of facing hardship and problem in your life, but do take courage and press on to face all the difficulties with the help of God, because he is the one who has authority over everything, even over nature. And the next lesson we can learn is the power of Jesus over the storm. During the storm and the waves, Jesus was asleep. In this part, we can see the human nature of Christ, in that he was exhausted from a full day of healing and preaching and teaching. The disciples, feeling frustrated, woke him up and asked, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" The disciple rebuked Jesus for seeming lack of concern for their safety. In this part, we can see how we usually worried and fearful whenever we face storms in our life. We always need to know that God is always in control. However, do we always cry out in panic or question God's care? Do we always complain to God? We ought to know that God always works on time. He is never late. The Lord arose and rebuked the wind, the waves, just by saying, "Peace be still." And the wind and the waves were immediate and completely calm. It demonstrates his power over nature. Then Jesus rebuked his disciple, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" Why did Jesus ask this question? The reason is that even though Jesus himself was with them on the boat, they were still fearful. I believe that they do not know that Jesus' power is over nature. They did not know Jesus could control nature, and they did not have faith in him. Even though they have seen many miracles and Jesus healing and what Jesus could do, and they still do not have faith in him. That is why Jesus rebuked his disciple. Finally, the last lesson we can learn tonight is, do you know your God? Jesus was indeed with them all the time, but they did not have faith. This is always happening among believers. We know that Jesus is always with us, but we always fail to trust in him. The same with this story. The disciples are always with Jesus, even in the midst of the storm, but they fail to trust in him. What about us? Do we always fail to trust in him? Do we always forget who our Jesus is? He is our God who creates everything and has authority over everything. However, if you fail to trust in him, your heart will fill with fear and doubt, like the disciple. We may always go to church and worship God. We may always read the Bible and pray to God. It may seem like we always have a connection and good relationship with God. But sometimes we do forget who we worship and forget to believe and trust in him. Let us look at the last verse. Mark 4, verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The word fear exceedingly described the feeling of awe that came over the disciple as the result of Jesus' mighty act. Thus, they raised the question, "What manner of man is this?" This is the question that the disciple asked. They were always together with Jesus and always followed him. However, they still do not know who Jesus was and what he could do. Thus the disciples were surprised when they saw the wind and the sea obey him. Now, I would like to ask a question. Do we really know who our God is? If you do not know who God is, there is no way that you have faith in Him. Sometimes we forget who our God is and what He can do. This leads us to go on our own way instead of depending and trusting in Him. This story teaches us, as we live in a sinful world, we may always face hardship and difficulties. Even with the presence of Jesus, God still allows the disciple to face the storm and the waves. This shows that as believers, we too will encounter trials and tribulations. However, Jesus' presence gives us the strength to endure these challenges. Jesus demonstrates His power over nature by calming the storm with a command, "Peace, be still." This act of His reassures us that God is always in control, even in the midst of our troubles. When Jesus asked the disciple, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" He reminded them and us of the importance of trusting in His power and presence. Therefore, let us face life difficulties with courage and faith, knowing that Jesus, who commands the wind and the waves, is always with us and will see us through every storm. Never doubt God, have faith. Let us pray. Eternal God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we do praise Thee and thank Thee for giving me the time to deliver Thy word this evening. O Lord, I pray that Thy Holy Spirit may help us in our hearts to apply this message in our life, so that we may become faithful servants and trustworthy servants, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. I pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.